Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. Let's wheel in a guest in the form and shape of Joanna Duncan from Love Musgrove. Hello.
Hi.
You all right?
Yes, good, thank you.
Joanna, tell me who you are, what you do, what you're a bit about yourself.
So I am the community fundraiser at Love Musgrove, which is the official charity of Musgrove Park Hospital. So I deal with anything out in the community, events, volunteering, any kind of fundraising, really.
How long has the charity been running now?
About 3 years-ish, yeah. I only started in April, but we since, April 2017 have been running a campaign to raise £1 million. So that's kind of been the focus for the last year.
Now, this has been quite a well-publicised campaign over the last 12 months to get a new MRI scanner. Tell me about the importance of this scanner.
So an MRI scanner is basically something that all departments in the hospital use. At the moment, there are only two within the hospital. They are working at full capacity, meaning that people are being sent to other places to have scans if it's fully booked or the wait time can just be really long. So having a third scanner will just kind of reduce waiting times, quicker diagnosis. An MRI scan is better for pregnant women and children because it's just a far less invasive way of doing testing. So to have a third one will just make everything a lot easier for our patients.
And I would imagine that something like that is in use pretty much every day of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, literally, all full time.
Mm. And I can also imagine there's not many other hospitals in the southwest that have three.
Yes, no. It used to be years ago that, you know, it was you'd go to Bristol.
I was going to say it was always a Bristol trip, wasn't it?
Whereas now there are two, but still we definitely need a third. Because what people forget is Musgrove is in Taunton, but actually it covers so much of Somerset. Mm. So I think capacity is about 544,000, the sort of population that it covers. So yeah, it's in use all the time.
So the need for a third scanner. And the beauty of this is you're now in the home run, as we've been calling it for the last month or so.
Yes.
If you read the front page of Tone News in last month's issue, you'll have read all about it. 100,000 to go. That is a hell of an achievement in what, just over a year and a bit?
Yeah. The support has just been incredible. And even this week, so we're now down to 93,000 to go. Like, the rate that this money is coming in from local people and from local fundraisers has just been amazing. We've had so many people that have written letters and said, actually, this happened to me, this happened to my friend or my relative. So it's kind of something that's really in the heart of the community.
Yeah, I think as well, because of the nature of what the scanners have done for people in the past, it's going to start drawing people out of the woodwork to shout about the uses of this thing and what it's going to bring.
Yeah, we always sort of tell the story. We've got a nurse at the hospital. She works in cardiology, and it saved her son's life. They caught a brain tumor early enough. He managed to get in on an emergency MRI scan, and she has just been an advocate because, you know, she said without that technology so close, you know, it may have been a totally different story for their family. So loads of people have really been able to relate to that.
So we're on the home run, as you've just said. 93,000 left to go. Is the champagne on ice yet?
Every day.
And I think as well, particularly, it's like a 100-meter sprint, isn't it? The home run. You know, the closer you get to the finish line, more people come out of the woodwork, and they think, okay, let's just chuck every penny we've got into the pot now to sort of help raise the funds. Tell me about the things that you've got coming up fundraising wise.
So we've got some really exciting projects actually this sort of side of Christmas. We're doing a family fundraising fair, which is on the 6th of October. So that is kind of arts and crafts stalls, lots of homemade food. Basically a place, it's going to be at the rugby club, basically a place for families to come. It's free entry for children, £2 per adult, just to try and kind of, again, spread awareness, get the community involved. Then I'm sure most people have heard of Taunton Feast at the castle. So we are involved with that. Actually, the whole thing is in aid of Love Musgrove this year. So we're going to be there. We're going to be having a gazebo on the front lawn, and a lot of the stands are going to have pots for us. So that's going to be, I think, a really exciting event.
Remind me of the day of that one again.
The 28th to the 30th of September. That's it, yeah. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we are the charity this year for Taunton Carnival. So we're going to be out in force at the carnival on the 20th of October, that is.
Have you got a target date in mind to hit the 1 million?
I mean, the end of September
that's a tough question to ask, I know it is.
The end of September would be the absolute dream. Obviously, some of these events are in October, so we're fully acceptant that it may go on longer.
But definitely before Christmas then?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Very exciting. Big celebrations to look forward to.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, look, if anybody wants to help, get involved, donate, or whatever, how can they go about it?
So basically, we are on all types of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can go on our website, which is literally just lovemusgrove.org.uk. There's information there about fundraising, volunteering, or just pop in and see us. So we've got an office in the hospital. A lot of people obviously come in for appointments, visiting people. Our door is always open to new ideas. New
and which bit of the hospital are you in?
So we're in the old building. So we're just up from where M&S is. There's a long corridor. We're kind of on that corridor.
I've had an idea. This one, give this one a try. If everybody in Taunton Deane, right, just donated £1.
Yeah.
That's it. Job done.
Done.
The £1 thingy appeal.
Yeah.
The Love Musgrove £1 appeal. And that's it. Job done.
It would, honestly, it would just be amazing.
God, there's an idea.
Yeah.
There's an idea. I might start working on that one to give you a bit of a help and a bit of a boost. Excellent. Well, there's something to think about. And if you are thinking about donating money to any charity, any cause, then seriously consider Love Musgrove's campaign. We're right behind it with you as well. Joanna, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. Please come back in again or send in your colleague, Dan, who's sat over there in the corner. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Or Zoe back in the office. Any updates of stuff you've got going on, we're right behind you and supporting you.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. My guest is Joanna Duncan from Love Musgrove.
Thank you.